Thursday night on what I'm saying, the edition of Hard Hitting Radio. This is your host, Toriana Parker, along with our executive super producer brother Jabari Edmonds, One Love Magazine. Please call that brother up for your production needs.
J-Bar.
Today we're in Big Thursday. We have our peak guest. You know him, he's my brother, he's your brother. It's Jeff Copeland in the building. What's up again, my brother?
Hey man, it's love, man. All love, T, man. I'm just hanging out with the super producer. My main man, Toriano. We can't complain. We're doing it right.
Hey, got a lot of things happening in the city. One thing is we had our guest that's supposed to be on day, and it was Mama T Lassiter. She's having her fest this week, Law Fest, at P-TECH. What do you think about that for the turnout for this weekend?
Well, I think there's a lot of great activities going on this weekend, Brother Parker. And I believe her event will be a very good event as well. I think with the things that are going on around our city, we're really showing a little bit of progress right now as far as community actions.
Right.
A lot of great people doing a lot of great things this weekend.
Another thing happening is on the Deuces, Jeff, we're very familiar with, they have Localicious. That's going to be Saturday also at the Dip.
That's right.
That will be this Saturday. That's supposed to have vendors from all over. Not sure how inclusive of how all over, but I know it's supposed to be a very good turnout. Yeah. That'll also be Saturday, and that'll be on the Deuces.
Well, you know something? I also hear they got a health fair at down at General Clock as well, don't they?
That runs Saturday also?
I believe that's Saturday.
Man, I mean,
we need to double check that, but I'm thinking that may be Saturday though, my man.
We may not be able to get a parking space along the street.
Well, you know something? Back in the 80s and 70s, baby, we couldn't park on the Deuces.
That's how it used to be.
That's what we need. Keep the dollar on the Deuces. Dollar stayed on the Deuces almost 30 days.
That is very key.
We need that.
That is very key, very key. Hey, we're winding down the District 7 election. Still got Will Newton, Lisa Brown heading in it toe-to-toe. Have you heard anybody said anything remotely that has caught your interest from any of the two candidates right now in the District 7 race?
Well, you know something, Brother Parker, you know, I believe in such total honesty in my life.
Right.
You know, being the son of a preacher and everything.
Okay.
You know, this is a very well not advertised or talked about race here, man. Turnout for this race is going to be very, very low.
Right.
The person that's going to win this race, whether it's he or she, will be the ones with the most friends and invite the most friends to the ballots to vote for them. There's no issues that, you know, any one of them are actually bringing up that really makes a spark in the community.
Right.
As you very well know, we haven't heard anything in our community lately, so from either one of them, to be honest with you, I mean, it's just a race now. It's not, no one's really, no sparks, baby, no sparks.
Right. Yeah, because, you know, there's a lot of things that's going on that could be mentioned.
They are not being mentioned.
Right, and it seems like everybody's staying away from it, you know. I'm a little shocked, I mean.
Well, you know something? A lot of times, Brother Parker, people run for office because they look at the paycheck sometimes. Yes. You know, I think, what, $46,000 a year now?
Let's come up.
Yeah, that's a major come up. You know, you didn't find that many people running when it was $29,000 a year.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
now they can quit their jobs. And,
I can see any motivation there.
Yeah, yeah, they can get a suite at the Rays Stadium.
Hey, last week we had Philip Garrett on, right? And, you know, Philip Garrett was very entertaining, had a lot of things to say. But I've been catching, you know, since on social network, he actually bringing up topics. I mean, each week he's sending empty shopping centers, you know, recording stuff. I mean, no, does he have $40,000 in the bank? No, but he's trying to bring issues. They bring up issues.
Well, I'll tell you this right here now, and I will be honest with you. I mean, out of all the candidates, I mean, I would support Philip Garrett. Philip is the guy that he's rough around the edges, and we need rough around the edges because everybody's just playing politics, and playing politics always seems to end 22nd Street and the Deuces and Midtown in a ghost town.
He's going up against a incumbent, Steve Cornell, raised a bunch of money. You know, very kind of favorite among a lot of people in the South Side, you know, from the work he did at Childs Park. What type of battle Phil DeGert can have going up against Steve Cornell?
Well, Phil's going to have an uphill battle, and for one, he doesn't have the revenue, you know, to match Steve Cornell's revenue. I don't dislike Steve Cornell, but as I've always said to you 100 times, man, it's so imperative that we have people, you know, from our race to let us know what we want. You know, people from other races always come in and try to tell us what we need and what's good for us.
Right.
I think we know what's good for us, but they know what's good for us.
Yeah.
you know, our beliefs, not always their beliefs. You know, most of us grew up in that old Baptist, sanctified, Holy Ghost, you know, Jehovah Witness, you know, household. So right. we kind of know what we want and where we're going with this whole situation.
Right.
And Philip Garrett, he's true to the core, man. He is that hardcore.
Yeah.
He's a hardcore man. He's how I wish Obama would have been the first term.
Like what Ice Cube said, he's true to the game.
He's true to the game, baby.
Then what about my friend and your friend, Charlie Gurdy?
Charlie Gurdy is A1. A1 class one.
You gotta walk through.
Everybody vote for Charlie Gurdy. I love Charlie Gurdy. Gurdy is the man.
Yeah.
Let's vote for Charlie Gurdy.
That is what we all in agreement on.
We can't even say nothing negative about Charlie Gurdy.
Charlie's a man of his word.
Oh, if Charlie say he's gonna do it, it's done.
Yeah, that's it.
It's almost close to saying when God say, he said that settles it.
Yep.
But I won't give him God though, but I give him, you know, great man though.
One thing I like about Charlie, he ain't a stranger to the neighborhood either.
Oh no, Charlie is always in the hood. And Charlie's by himself in the hood.
Yeah.
He don't need no staff people with him, he don't need no bodyguards, he don't need no campaign managers. Charlie does his thing, man. Charlie Gurdy, we vote for you, baby.
You know,
vote for Charlie Gurdy.
One thing else you don't mess with Charlie Gurdy, he's a good attorney, so he might sue you, touch him.
He might sue you. Yeah, Charlie's a good lawyer now.
Court did you talk to Charlie?
I don't know now. I'll tell you what, I'm going to have to hire me one of those good old lawyers, like the more Barry Combs. No, I'm going to hire Darryl Russo on this fighting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, never mind. I'm going to stay with Charlie Gurdy. Gurdy, you win, Gurdy. You my man. Okay. Vote for Charlie.
Hey, we're going to hit the commercial. I'm going to bring up a couple things when we come back. The day of service applications out for the MLK parade.
We need that.
Again, we have a bunch of events coming up in November for Thanksgiving things. We need to touch on that. And then in addition to next week, we have a little sneaker in for one of the largest Halloween giveaways next week at the Carnegie Wilson.
Can we coerce Dale Rousson and bring a little bit of that money back to put a lump sum of it, you know, in a certain direction so that way we can really, really make St. Pete on fire?
You know what? I think our listeners need to stay tuned. We'll bring that at the top of the segment.
Let's bring it back then.
Hey, this is Hard Hitting Radio. This is again your host, Tony.
Hard Hitting Radio.
Along with our guests, our super producer. You know our brother
doom, just doom.
Hard Hitting Radio.
You gotta have patience to go back in the days, baby.
That's it.
Doom, doom,
hey,
doom.
We'll be back with you in 2 minutes.
You heard it?
Second segment of our Thursday evening special, Hard Hitting Radio. I'm again your host, Toriana Parker, along with again our executive super producer, brother Jabari Edmonds from One Love Magazine. Definitely hit that brother up. Hey, we have our guest on today, Jeff Copeland. Eric, don't really need no introduction.
No, I just want some water. Can you give me some water there?
Here you go.
Please. Oh, you got me one right over there. We're doing good.
Hey, I want to talk about something big. We have the MLK. Coming up, right? The day of service with St. Pete College is coming up with $200,000 for people that want to do a day of service in honor of the great Martin Luther King. And people can apply for that fund. I think the application will be due by November 6th of next month.
Okay.
And everybody can apply. Now we have something where this year we're trying to come up with something that can give alternatives to after the parade. It's not a parade, what I'm speaking about. This is after the parade. To say, how can we do something constructive?
Up on 9th Street?
Yeah.
Martin Luther King Street. We gotta give that pleasure and honor.
He definitely gives that credit.
Yeah.
We want to definitely address something that has been plaguing our community for a long time. You know.
Well, you know something, brother. Just to kind of speak on that on MLK Day. You know, there's a after parade that goes on MLK Street. That doesn't really give families the opportunity to enjoy what Dr. King stood for.
Right.
Now this year we plan on talking to House Representative Darryl Rousson, who I might add is running for senator as well, because he brings back about $200,000 he brings back to the city.
Yes.
For a day of service.
Yes.
And so we want to put together some things, man, that we would actually take people off of 9th Street, because the way it stands now, Brother Parker, it's 9th Street. It's not MLK Street right now.
Right.
It's 9th Street because, you know, people have, the city, over the years, have allowed people to do whatever they want to do because the mass number of African Americans that are down there, they feel like they be slaying them And really, they're only hurting them by allowing them to do what they do down there.
Right.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, we need something that's more positive, you know, more family-friendly, where people can bring their kids out and have a good time, man. We want to do some things maybe in Tropicana parking lot, maybe.
Right.
I mean, like a car show.
Right.
Have some artists come out and perform. You know, have vendors come and sell food in a controlled atmosphere.
Right.
Where it's enjoyable. It's like going to the fair and having a good time.
Right.
So hopefully we can speak to Dad Russo, and hopefully he can give us a nice little bit of change, man, and we can, you know, between Advantage Village Academy, the SCLC, and other organizations that have come together to try to put this together, you know, Daryl Russo can do something else to help us out a little bit, man.
I think we need to get Daryl call today.
Yeah, I mean, I wish I had his number, because if I had his telephone number, I would give it to y'all, so y'all can give him a call, and so y'all can encourage him to help us out. Did you have his number by any chance?
Well, you know what? My producer's calling, getting that number for us right now, so I think we should have it by the end of the show.
Yeah, well, I think so too, man. I believe that we could really do some things. I think if we get, you know, some encouraging words to, you know, to Brother Russon to help us out with this, I think that we could really do some great things, man. Because I know that Dale Russon is doing great things himself.
He actually is, yeah.
You know, to bring back $200,000 for a Dale service.
That's incredible.
You know, that's a great thing.
Yeah.
You know, however, I just don't want the money to be distributed in a way where we're just, you know, trying to say, okay, I brought this money back, I did it, and here you go. You know, he's a better man than that, and he's a family-oriented man, and I know that. And
I'm thinking that money, and maybe I'm thinking outside the box, but 1958, Martin Luther King and a bunch of great men formed the SCLC, right?
That's right.
We have existing SCLC right now, and again, which we're both involved in, right?
We are.
I thought that should kind of went hand in hand.
It should go hand in hand.
I mean, you really.
Well, I'm with you 100%
right,
there.
Right, I mean, I don't know, maybe we need to be a politician or something, but.
Well, I don't think we need to be a politician. I think we need to think like a politician.
That's what we are.
You know, I think Steve Harvey had a book, Act Like a Woman, Think Like a Man.
Yeah.
I think we should be Toriano and Jeffrey and think like a politician. I mean, I think that way it works, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that works. I mean, we can do some great things.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, I will tell you this right here, too, now. Mayor Christman and Kanika Tomlin, they're definitely on board with what we're trying to do as well, too, though.
Right.
They're supporting us with this situation.
That's correct.
And as well as Kevin King, he's supporting us. So, you know, hopefully, you know, at the end of the day, we can find something to make it happen.
Right. We got the city talking about the want to renegotiate contract with the raise. We got a police department being built.
Was it $86 million for the police department? Something of that nature?
Round out to $100 million.
What's that $100 million?
Yeah. And then you have the pier that's being destroyed right now, and that. Three topics, right? Does that include everyone in those conversations?
It does not. It does not. I mean, the Rays don't include anything on South St. Pete. The pier, I don't think anyone in South St. Pete has been to the pier since Cha-Cha Coconuts closed down.
I remember that.
And the third topic was the Rays, then the pier. What else was it?
Rays, piers, and police station.
Well, now, do we need a new police station? Probably not right now. Eventually, we probably will.
Right.
Do we need new houses? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely those.
Yeah.
But, you know, one step at a time. I think that allotting $100 million for a police station, I mean, I guess it's over and done with now, so we've got to live with that one. Well, we've got to live with all three of them, except for the baseball team. I personally wouldn't let the baseball team go nowhere. They'd have to stay here.
You want them to stay here?
Well, I just want the money. They can leave. Give me the money, though.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they can go where they want to go out.
Okay.
Give me the money.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know when the Rays let out one of their games, brother, that the police, our police department is so efficient that they get them on the highway so quickly that they've never, and I've told the former chief of police that, hey, listen, and other officials, take the people downtown, make them go downtown, inconvenience the people that come to the Rays games so they can see out downtown. And if we got 40,000 people that came to the game, maybe 2,000 stopped downtown. I'm just saying.
How about one better? How about force traffic going down 16th Street, catch the interstate going up Lakeview or 18th Avenue?
Hey, listen, then we'll get more money to our community then, because now it's the pathway to get out of here now.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it works for me.
Because
I'm sure they won't make a wrong turn, Noel.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, they'll follow that, won't they?
I am pretty sure.
I'm just saying that.
Yeah. And all that, you know what to say, is systemically, if you want to get some economic growth in some areas, you have to get traffic. That's one thing a lot of these neighborhoods are losing in. They don't have any traffic. We have nothing for you to come down that way for. If you have that many people in town, you'll be explore all options of all parts of the city as make it explorable for people to come and spend their dollars.
And we control where they go.
Yeah.
And we need to stop making it easy for to get in here, but make it to our benefit for them to get out of here. Mm-hmm. And I think that'd be a great, you know, if we send them downtown, send them down 16th Street, wherever we send them at, let them go where we want them to go at. So that way, hey, listen, if you build up downtown, and guess what? Maybe we get some on this side of town too.
Yeah.
Cause guess what? That means other businesses may open up.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Man, I think we get on a good array of topics today.
Yeah, that means 1 minute? Why do you have 1 minute left?
Hey, you don't supposed to tell our listener that.
Oh, I ain't supposed to tell them what just happened?
That's our inside.
Oh, that's inside? Okay. Yeah. You ain't say 1 minute.
Yeah.
So I thought, like, okay then.
We're gonna have our management speak to you.
Well, I'm just saying though, yeah. I signed a disclaimer before I got on the air, didn't I?
But that's my code.
That's your code. That's your worker.
Yeah.
You
kind of intercepted. So
well,
you did a Bill Belichick.
Well,
still in our signal.
I'm gonna do what you did then.
What's that?
I'm gonna deflate this thing like Tom Brady. Security. I got my security with me today. So that if anything happened to me, I got my people with me. So now that need my people to see your people or what? How we doing?
I'm gonna have to do something like that.
Hey, you got a lot of brotherly love here on this radio. You say 1 minute? See, your producer said 1 minute ago. So what that mean? That means 2 minutes?
Hey, I'm not even gonna be able to get shots out to all my sponsors, man.
Oh,
you know. Hey, so can you give me a second?
Okay, go ahead.
All right. Hey, definitely want to give out shout outs to Gallery 909. Carla Bristol has done such a great job down there.
Carla.
Getting people there. She's a good activist. She's involved in a lot of stuff. Come out and see Carla Bristol at Gallery 909. And don't forget Cafe Creole.
Oh, my God, that gumbo.
Gumbo, jambalaya.
I say, Lord have mercy.
And also, hey, you know what? Cafe Creole is hosting a meet and greet night for the SCLC of Pinellas County.
That's
everyone
right.
Everyone is welcome.
Everybody come out.
6:30. Please make sure you can make it out. This is one. This is your Hard Hitting Radio. I'm your host, Torian Parker. We're gonna go to a commercial. We'll see you back
in 1 minute
in the segment. Thank you. No, that 1 minute's gone.
1 minute gone. Okay.
That'll be it.
We out, y'all.
Please put your grant application in. If you have a community service activity you'd like to participate in, please get the application in. Along with Law Fest this week, as Jeff and myself are speaking of, Mama T. Lashley has been working very hard, bringing legal work to as professionals to this area for people that is in need. So she has been very committed. She has done a tremendous job. Please support her over at PTEC, 10 o'clock. It is free to the community. There's great people that's invited there. Also, come on 22nd Street. We have local issues. Several vendors throughout the city will be down here, located right across the street from Sylvia's. 14-acre lot. Have plenty of vendors. I'm sure it's going to be plenty of food. And also, if I'm not mistaken, Jeff, you said something at the John Lewis Park soon this weekend?
You know, I'm not 100% sure, Brother Parker.
I got to check that date. But you stay tuned to that. And just in case it's not this weekend, that will be coming. I think that's free health screening. Vision, all that. I think I looked at the flyers, all that is involved in that. As we're following up, Jeff, what anything that you want to leave our listening audience before we hit to our sports segment?
Well, you know something? Just so everybody knows that on November 22nd, on a Sunday, Southside Lawyer, along with Advantage Village Academy and SCLC, will be giving away 1,500 turkeys. We'll also have a festival. On the deuces, petting zoos, wall climbing, train rides, about 15 different games and activities. We have free food as well. And also performing live, Cali Swag.
Wow.
Now, I don't know if you know who Cali Swag is, but Cali Swag is Let Me See You Dougie. So we also have a Dougie contest as well.
Okay, that's
hot. Now, we have three contests going on, Brother Parker.
Okay, what is it?
One contest is the Dougie contest, of course.
Okay.
That's the fun part of it.
Okay.
The second contest is whichever organization brings out the most people, we're going to give them $500 to the organization.
What?
Yeah.
I'm getting my organization together.
We're
right
getting
now.
Together, man.
Yeah,
get
right
all
now.
Of them together.
Call them up right now.
That's right. Now, you might want to call Antonio Cromartie, too. He got 10 kids. Yeah, so that
can bring his group.
He might bring the hip with another two.
I'm not participating.
Yeah, it might be out. Now the third way to winning is whichever organization who signs up the most kids for the City of St. Petersburg free tutoring program at one of their gyms will donate $500 to them too as well.
Man, you people gotta get out there, man. That's
so it's gonna be a star-studded event though.
That's true, man.
Great event.
Give me that date again, and how do I register for that?
Well, the register, actually, we're giving out the registration forms, different daycares, little league fields. We pass them out there. We can leave some registration forms here as well too at the office.
How about
that? So if you come by 833 22nd Street South, you can pick up a registration form. That's 833 22nd Street South, and pick up a registration form. And yeah, so that's what's going on, man. So I mean, it's been a pretty good event. I'm gonna run out of Dougie that day, man.
Hey, I'm gonna start putting my things together. That's a lot of income potentials for people with our organizations that they want to get funded. That gives them a lot of great opportunities, so I think people should definitely get involved.
And we got a special DJ that's going to be DJing too.
Who's special?
I need everybody to come out for the DJ, because it's going to be a special DJ there too.
Can you tell us the name?
Oh yeah, DJ Toriano Parker will be DJing.
Nah.
Oh yeah, yeah, you're on the Wheels of Steel, baby. Y'all ain't never seen him DJ? Don't tear up. I love you. Don't tear up. I love you, man. I love you. But listen, you got it going on. And listen, I'm gonna go.
Okay.
And I'm gonna give you this shameless plug though. You know.
I'm gonna give you a shameless plug. Philip?
Not Philip yet. Hi, I'm Jeff Copeland. If you've ever been in a car accident,
no.
Call James Flynn, no. Your Southside lawyer. 727-490-6327. And listen, you don't pay anything unless we win. Call your Southside lawyer, James Flynn. And I only do that because he's one of the biggest philanthropists we've had in our community to this date right now. He spends a lot of his own money on everything he does. And I'm not even putting his business out there, but last year he spent over $45,000 on all the turkeys and events.
I remember that.
So listen, let's get back to our community.
All right.
Now, coming up, yours truly, the one and only, the man with the brain, with the short hair, 31st Street, Mr. Phillip
Haywood. Sports segment.
I'm taking water with me because Phillip might try to drink it.
Thanks.
Love you, boy.
Hey,
you got 2 minutes, man.
Love you.
I'm telling you.
You better hurry up.
My name
is. Hey, our guest Phillip Haywood. Sports segment. How you doing today, brother? This is running.
I'm good.
Good. Hey, what we got this week in sports?
Man, what we got this week in sports, man, I'm going to give y'all my top 5 contenders in Pinellas County. Right now, sitting at the top spot, I got CCC, which is nationally ranked, one of the small schools around the country. They're in the top 20. And I'm going to go with number 2, my Countryside Cougars. At number 3, we're going to go with the Clearwater Tornadoes. Number 4, we're going to go with the Pinellas Park T-Bird. And number 5, we're going to go with Gibbs Gladiators, who turned in a stunning performance last week.
Yes, they did.
By beating the neighborhood rivalry Lakewood. That was really a big game for the Gladiators. It had been quite some time since they had defeated Lakewood.
Yes, it was.
And Lakewood came into the game with a young, talented team, but Gibbs, which is, they possess some veterans. That team had been together for a while, and they had been up under DJ Johnson, who last year started to come into his own, but this year he has been a force to be reckoned with. And what makes DJ so good is he has some other weapons. He has Marquez Walls, Marquan Harris, he's got Inman, he's got Morgan, and those guys, they really came to play last week. And a lot of people seem to think that Lakewood was still a dynasty, but in my humble opinion, I watched the game, they rebuilding, and next year and the year after that, if they can keep that nucleus of guys together, they're gonna be very, very special. So, I mean, Lakewood came to play, but Gibbs, they were really ready. DJ Johnson had 430 yards of total offense, 6 touchdowns, and this week, they face a very, very tough Tampa Catholic Crusader squad. They're 6-1. Tampa Catholic has the number one player in the Tri-County area in Nate Craig Myers. He's probably the top player in the state of Florida, let alone he's probably in the top 25 players in the country. He recently decommitted from Auburn University, and my guess is that maybe he'll end up a Florida Gator.
Who your prediction for that game? Think Gibbs or Tampa Catholic?
Well, I'm gonna take Tampa Catholic, because if you look at the Times top 100 football players, Tampa Catholic has about 7 or 8 on that list. However, their defense is porous, and a team with a great offense stands a chance, and I wouldn't put anything past DJ Johnson. If he can duplicate a performance as he did last week, Gibbs has a chance. So I wouldn't be surprised if Gibbs won the game, but I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to give the edge to Tampa Catholic because of their talent level.
As Little League winding down, how do you think the season is going so far for Little League in the city?
Well, St. Pete has been very dominant in some areas with the Flyweights, the Mighty Mites, and the Midgets. Lakewood has been dominant as well, so I mean, and then you've got your up county teams like your Countryside and you got your East Lake. So I'm looking for those teams to take a couple of teams into some championship games. So, you know, Youth League is almost winding down and then everyone's gearing up for a playoff run. So I'm going to have to get out and do some of my homework and find out what's going on.
We got a couple teams in the playoff right now. Labor Glory, Green, Charles Park has a team. Because they play in a different division other than SYFC. So we have some of those guys. And then, meanwhile, SYFC is winding up a couple weeks ago, and they will be starting their playoff first in November. So I guess that gives you all about the Little Leagues, where we're at right there. Any other things you want to hit as well in our good sports segment?
Well, I kind of want to get into the thing with Lakewood. They're sitting somewhat in the driver's seat, but next week they face a kind of tough opponent in Tarpon Springs.
You mean Lakewood High School?
Yes, okay. I mean Lakewood High School. I'm sorry about that. But they're facing a tough Tarpon Springs squad, and they're in a must-win situation next week. And this week, they have a bye. So we're going to see if they can go to the drawing board and keep things in perspective and realize and understand that that is a must-win victory. And if they win, they make the state playoffs, and they'll be playing on the road. If Gibbs beats Dundee next week, they're in control of their own destiny, and they will play a home game against the unknown opponent.
Who do you like winning the district out of Lakewood and Gibbs?
Of course, Gibbs is in the driver's seat, so there's no doubt that they're going to win the district. Dundee is a hapless squad. Lakewood put up 56 points on them. Like 50 of those were in the first half, so imagine what Gibbs is going to do to Dundee. I mean, DJ Johnson may play the whole game, he may not, but if I'm the coach, I rest my horse in a game like that.
Wow, exciting. You know, you're being a Lakewood alumni, give so much good credence to it, but I guess you get what talents do.
Well, as a writer, as an analyst, I mean, I look at the game from a different perspective than the average fan. So I knew about DJ Johnson last year, and I told some people that this was his year to dethrone the Spartans, and as you witnessed on last Friday, he did more than dethrone the Spartans. He flat out deflated them.
Bogey and St. Pete, we mentioned them. You like anything about those two teams?
Well, Bogey is they're 0 for whatever, and St. Pete, they're fighting for a playoff spot, so you never know what can happen on any given Friday.
Let's just see, let me get this right. St. Pete beat Gibbs, the Lakewood beat St. Pete. So if you take those three teams and everybody beat Bogey Dobbins, who you like out of those three? St. Pete, Lakewood, Gibbs.
Well, I actually like Gibbs. I'm going to tell you why. They should have beat St. Pete. Had the coach started DJ at quarterback, they probably would have won the game. But no offense to Gibbs' quarterback that started the game. But when you have a player as dynamic as Johnson, man, you want to keep the ball in his hands at all times.
Oh, man, hey, how would you like to end out the segment? Anything in the sports world we haven't mentioned before we close out the segment?
Well, yeah, I want to talk a little bit about the disappearance of Mike Evans from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense. The guy's been hurt, man, and last year he put up some great numbers, and he's been injured this season, so we want to see him get back to being healthy and become an intricate part of the Buccaneers offense. I mean, you know, they have the bigger other receiver out on the edge, but they're done.